Windows Azure Mobile Services allows you to store data from your Windows Store apps in the cloud within minutes.
In this video, I'm going to show you how to use Azure Mobile Services to operate Azure Table Storage from Windows Store app. First, let's open the sample solution in Visual Studio. Before you can connect to Azure Mobile Services from your app, the first thing you need to do is install the Windows Azure Mobile Services for WinJS Client Library. To do that, go to the Package Manager console and enter this command right here. Okay, after the client library is installed, the next thing we're going to do is create a new mobile service. In the Azure portal, click New, go to Compute, Mobile Service, and then Create. Let's give it a name, say Contoso MBS, and I'm going to select an existing database, or I can create a new one. Here, I'll go ahead and create a new one. And I'm going to use the default database name, so I'll create a new one. Enter login name, password, and hit OK. All right. Now, when the mobile service is ready, you're going to click on the mobile service name. Go to the Data tab and click Add a Table to create a new table. I'm going to use short messages as the table name. Make sure that your table name is the same as your entity class name in the default.js file. If those two names aren't the same, it's not going to work. So double check those, make sure they're the same. Select the table you just created and then click the Script tab. And here you can see four operations. To operate table storage through Azure Mobile Service from your Windows Store app, you need to replace the script stubs with the server-side scripts. So let's go back to Visual Studio and open the server-side script node. Here you'll get the scripts you need. If you want to configure the server-side script, you'll need your storage account name and access key. Go to the Azure portal, storage, and select your mobile storage. On the Manage Access Keys page, copy your storage account name and access key. Replace the placeholders in those four scripts. Then copy these scripts to match the corresponding operation script in your Azure Table Storage. To use your mobile service, copy your mobile service URL and the application key to replace the placeholders in the default.js file. That sounds complicated, but it's not. Now, let's launch the app and see how it works. If you want to leave a new message, type a name and a short message in the text box and click Leave Message. And a short message is created, and let's create two more. If you select the checkbox, the corresponding message is going to be marked as read and removed from the list view, so be careful about that. If you want to delete the message, right-click to select the message and then click Delete, and there it is, gone. And that's it. Thank you.